Good morning here on the Mighty 690 KGGF. It is 8:10 here on a Friday. It is time for Ask the Expert, and in the 8 o'clock hour on this Friday, we are joined by Charles Skank of Skank Insurance. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good. Doing good. Glad to have you in this morning. What is our verse of the day?
It is Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. It says, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life." Proverbs 22, verse 4.
Proverbs is a great for like, just pick, I mean, just life, yeah. Life quotes to go throughout the day.
Like, it really is.
Proverbs is a good one. All right. Well, looking at today, what do people need to do right now? Whether you're 65, over 65, under 65, what do people need to do today?
So one thing that we've been helping with is for health insurance for people that are under 65. And the options have changed. The landscape has changed over the last several years. And there are two main options. And what happens a lot of times is somebody has worked somewhere at how many ever years, and they want to quit working, but they're 62, they're 63 or 4. And they have employer coverage, and they're not ready for Medicare yet, but they're done working. And so there are a couple of options. The first one that we always check out is your options for what's called ACA or Obamacare, marketplace coverage. We look at that, and there's subsidies that's based on your income. And the guidelines are fairly liberal as far as how much you can make and still and get some, have a reasonable price on the on the cost of your insurance. And so that's been a popular thing that we've been helping people with, that as they want to leave the workplace, they're not ready for Medicare, what are their options? And so we look at that, and sometimes it can be for husband and wife and kids, just depends on what their situation is. But I would tell the person out there who is just working mainly to keep their health insurance that check out your options. Don't stay stuck on a job just for the insurance, because it's very possible that there are some affordable options that you might not be aware of. That's the first thing that people need to be aware of. Secondly, is that there are some cost-sharing plans. This is not traditional insurance, and some of them are faith-based, some of them are not faith-based, but the cost-sharing plans have been a real help to people that works as a form of coverage, and under the law, it qualifies as insurance or qualifies as health coverage, even though it's not technically defined as traditional health insurance. And there are different packages you can get. Some of them have like a $2,500 deductible. Some have a $5,000 deductible. And it's not technically a deductible. It's a sharing amount that you're responsible for. But some people might say, well, I'm not sure how much I can trust those. My dad went through cancer, had over $1 million worth of bills. He was on one of those sharing plans, and he was perfectly happy. Went all kinds of different places. There were no networks involved. There were no pre-approval required. There was none of that. And he was very happy with that. And we've had other people that have been very happy with the coverage they've received on plans like that. So cost-sharing plans.
Now, how early should someone start prepping for retirement? 60, is it 50? Should I be looking at it? I just turned 30. I mean, what's kind of the process there?
So the longer that you have to prepare for something, the better prepared you can be. And so if you are focusing on putting some money aside and thinking ahead, it's, they say by the mile, it's a trial. By the inch, it's a cinch. And so if you're trying to make up for all kinds of miles when you're 63 years old versus starting when you're 30, you can be in a lot better place. But it's going to take an intentional effort, an intentional plan on your part to think about retirement. And so I tell people that no matter where you're at, we can help you make good decisions about retirement. Even if retirement's tomorrow or retirement's next year, we can, or in 30 years, we can help you make some wise decisions wherever you're at about retirement. There's some opportunities that, you know, they say the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is today. And so the best time to prepare for retirement is, you know, early on, but the second best time is today. And so that's what I would say.
So what are some other options or other avenues for people that are approaching that retirement age that aren't quite 65 yet?
So some people are working and they're already over 65. They qualified for Medicare, but their spouse is 62. And they are still working to keep her or him, the spouse, whoever it may be, in insurance. Even though they don't personally need it, they could go on Medicare. And I've seen people just sort of give their years away, of their retirement years, when they want to be doing something else, but they feel trapped. They feel stuck in a position where they have to just continue working to keep their spouse in coverage. I would say don't do that. Because with ACA coverage, there's no pre-existing conditions. There's no health questions. There's no anything like that. And like I said, it's more affordable than you might realize.
Yeah, I know, you know, you hear about that not only with health insurance, but life insurance. Like you get a life insurance policy from work and then they never get one outside of work. And then when you quit, you lose that life insurance policy. All of a sudden you've lost 30 years of gain because you quit that job or left that job.
True. And that brings up a different subject, but many times I'll talk to people and they say, oh, I've got life insurance through my job. My question is, if you're no longer able to do that job, what happens to that life insurance? Usually it goes away. Once you leave your employer, that coverage doesn't go with you. And so if you're planning to die on the job, that coverage will work for you, right? But if your plans don't work out and you don't die on the job, and hopefully you die years later down the road when you don't need that job anymore, then what then? And so I say that many times life insurance through your job really acts like an accident policy. Because if you get cancer and have to quit your job and then don't survive, that life insurance doesn't really do you any good. And so you want life insurance that you own, that you control, that you have in your possession, that you're paying the premiums on. Because if it's at your job, you're paying the premiums on it. And if you have it in your possession, you're paying the premiums on it. And life insurance can be surprisingly affordable, maybe more so than people realize.
All right. Well, let's take a break here. We'll come back and we'll talk some more, maybe talk about saving money or growing your money and that as well when we come back here on the Mighty 690. Ask the Expert here with Skank Insurance. It is Ask the Expert here on the Mighty 690. We've got Charles Skank with Skank Insurance, and we're going to talk a little money now. And so say, you know, someone's got a 401k. They're getting ready to leave work, but they're not, you know, they're done, they're retiring, but they're not 65. They're leaving early. What do you do with, you know, you're 62, 63? What do you do with that?
Well, with the 401k, it really doesn't matter the age. As long as you're over 59 and a half. And so there are some options that you have. When you have your money with your employer, your money's in the stock market and there's really nothing you can do about it most of the time. That's just what your options are. And once you leave your employer, you can take that money with you and you don't have that person looking over your shoulder telling you, oh, maybe you should invest your money here, you should invest your money here. It's in your possession. It's in your hands. And one place you can go is continue to have it in the stock market. And the stock market can serve people well in your youth or in your younger, in your working years, when you have time to recover from losses, when you're still adding to that money, when you're still watching that money grow with the contributions you're making, and hopefully with the stock market activity, it's growing as well. But when you come to retirement, things change. You shift from accumulation mode to preservation mode. We're in a place where we no longer are concerned as much about growing this money as we have in the past. We're now more concerned about preserving this money. Because if you lose half your money when you're, 20 or 30 even, a lot of times that's not a big deal. But if you lose half your money when you're 62, 63, 64 and up, and you have a nest egg saved for retirement, that's a lot bigger deal. And so losses mean a lot more in our older years when we've accumulated money than they do in our younger years. And so we help people as they transition from being an employee to a retiree to help them make wise decisions about where they're going to put their money. So one option is the market, and the market offers volatility, offers risk, and fees. Now I know it can be said, well, I'm diversified, right? The definition of diversification is?
I mean, I have your general idea of what it means.
It's the ability to lose money in more than one place, right? You can lose it in all kinds of different places. And that's what we've seen lately. People have experienced losses all over the board. Doesn't matter where your money's been in the market, mostly. It's been a tough last 6 months. And so it's just not true that there's safety through diversification. All kinds of, the S&P 500 has 500 different of the largest companies in the United States on an index, and it has lost money, significant money, in the past 6 months. So that safety through diversification is sort of a myth that we've been trained to believe. It also has fees. You're paying fees, and maybe in our younger years we don't see the fees as that being that significant, but once your nest egg grows and the fees are a percentage of what that nest egg is, those fees can really add up to be a lot of money. And in our retirement years, we're no longer adding money to that nest egg anymore. We're retired, we left our job, and now that money has to fund the rest of our retirement. And so our goal is true safety. That means that your money's in a place where, by definition, it cannot go down. You cannot lose money. And then our next goal is a reasonable rate of return. If you're chasing 12 and 18% returns on a regular basis, you're not going to be happy with us. But as long as you're okay with anywhere from 3 to 6% return over time, we have many clients that are perfectly happy with that and have the knowledge that you can't lose any money. 3 to 6% over time is a very strong return when you compare it to the other alternative, which the bank. The bank, your money is safe, but there's really no return there. They're going to give you 0.0 nothing to have your money there. And at the end of the year, they're going to give you a miserable 1099 for, $27.13 for you having your, large chunk of money there that's just set there and basically idled. And so I call ourselves the third best option of the three, where you can have safety, you can have a reasonable rate of return, and you can also have access to your money. Right now, something that people have been excited about that we offer and help them with is the ability to get 4.55% for 5 years. And $100,000, that's $4,550. approaching $5,000 on that money, the bank is going to give you less than $50, or who knows what. It's going to be a small amount, whatever they give you. And so we've been seeing people go for that. And there's a 10% access that you can reach in and get out every year. So if you put in $100,000, you can reach in and get out $10,000. And we've been making relationships and helping people achieve that.
Yeah, it's all about minimizing the risk with maximizing the profit, but at a much safer, because, you know, my age, I talk about the stocks, I always say go big or go home.
Yeah, that's right.
Because, you know, if I lose money, I've got another 30, 35 years that I can get that back. But fixed incomes at the retirement age, it's a completely different story. So you definitely want to focus on minimizing the risk.
That's right. That's right. We believe that the return of your money is more important than the return on your money as you get older, because you don't have the time, you don't have the years, you don't have the years of income to help recover from those losses like you used to have.
All right. Well, we got a few more minutes here. Anything else you kind of want to add as we wrap up this week's edition of Ask the Expert?
We are next month, September 14th, 15th, and 16th, if I recall correctly, we have a veterans event, and this is where we help people that may need to qualify for benefits or see if they qualify for benefits. There's a specialist, claim specialist on site that help people. It's going to be at Memorial Hall there in Independence. I'll have more details as we get closer to that. And I'd also remind people that AEP, annual election period, is coming up October the 15th through December 7th. It's for people that are on Medicare. You have a chance, similar to when you had a job, and at the job you have a time every year where you can look over your benefits, review your benefits, and choose your benefits for the next year. And that's what it is for people on Medicare. So if you're on Medicare, call our office. You can schedule a review, 620-331-8800. Schedule a review and make sure that you're on the most economical plan for you, you and your wife, you and your husband, for the upcoming year.
All right. And you guys have a newsletter as well.
That's right. It comes out every Friday. And sign up for that. Just send a text with your name and your email address to 620-331-8800.
And then two locations, one in Coffeyville, one in Independence.
That's right, 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence, and 802 West 8th here in Coffeyville. The phone number here is 620-236-6930. Come in, talk to us. If you're retiring soon, you need help with Medicare, you need help with retirement income, need help with that 401k that you're needing to move, call us. That's what we do full time.
All right. And if you're out there, you're going to Google them trying to find the address or the phone number. It's S-C-H-E-N-C-K.
That's right.
All right. Skank Insurance. Ask the Expert with Charles Skank here on this Friday morning. Have a great weekend, and we will talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, Matt.
All right. We'll be back here on the Mighty 690 67 here.